Well, welcome back to another edition of our Conversations with Head Men's Hockey Coach Ben Barr. We've just come off a five-point weekend with New Hampshire. That was some games that were pretty hotly contested at times.
Yeah, I mean, every game against those guys seems to be like that. They're playing great. They're not getting rewarded for it. You watch them on video before they played us, and, you know, they're playing really hard. We were fortunate to get away with anything on Friday night, and then down 2-1 going into the third. We seemed to find a little bit extra in that third period on Saturday, which was good to see. It's been a while since we've done that. But two really close, tight-checking games, and they're a very good team.
Yeah, I have noticed all year that they don't deserve to be in last place. They play better than that. They love to play along the boards. They're tough to play along the boards. They are fabulous at stick checks and going after pucks. What changed Saturday night, it seemed, from up in the cheap seats, is there was a little more space.
Yeah.
And that had to be you guys doing something different.
Well, we just played harder. You know, like you create space by finishing more checks. We haven't had any space in the two games at Providence. There was no space. The first Friday night against UNH, we didn't have a lot of space. And you don't have a lot of space when you're not playing hard enough. And you're not back-checking. Like, when you're... Sometimes if the puck gets flipped out, they flip a lot of pucks out in the neutral zone.
Yeah.
And when your forwards are just waiting for the defenseman to get it and they don't work back, you don't create any space between you and the defenders. And, so our work ethic... not that we were lazy or not trying, but the work ethic hadn't been good enough for... three plus games in a row. And that's why it feels like, not to mention we're playing very good teams.
Yeah.
So, there's not a lot of space against good teams, which we play every night in hockey. So, but you have to find a way to create space, and you create space by doing all the details, by eliminating your guy in the forecheck, where then the puck comes back to you. Maybe he's along the boards rather than in the middle of the ice, and you feel like you can skate the puck a little better. You get a puck out of the corner to the point in the offensive zone, and it takes work. It takes hard work. It takes more than one guy. It takes all three forwards, all five guys in the zone. And it got a little bit better, and, we kind of broke through a little bit on Saturday. But we have to find a way to do that for three periods.
Well, and as you point out, there are no easy games in this league. And you look in the national rankings and you find 6, 7, 8 teams from Hockey East in the top 20. You say to yourself, well, these got to be pretty good. You're right now in a position where you could end up 1 and you could end up 4. And do you think that that's something the guys understand, that you can't look forward to 2 weeks from now? You got to be looking forward to Friday night.
I think our guys understand that. We have our leadership and our veterans in there have been fantastic. They know, they've been through it. They know how fast it ends if you don't stay focused, and they also know that every weekend we're going to go up against a team that is going to give us their A game and is very good.
Yeah.
So that's changed over the course of the last year and a half, obviously, with just, teams come up here, they want to win here because it's so hard to win here. We go on the road, it's a big game for teams, where it used to be, okay, well, we should get this one.
Yeah.
And that changes. That changes the mentality. It changes the intensity with which you're seeing your opponents play every night, and that's what you want. And a credit to the guys for getting to that point. And, hopefully we can use, the second half of last year as a learning experience for what we're going to go through here down the stretch, because, that was a struggle for us the last couple of games when we got to the playoffs, and even that last side, that second half was up and down. And we've been treading water here this year, the last 3-4 weeks as well, finding a way to not necessarily lose, which is a good sign, but we still have to play better hockey.
You've had to make a lot of adjustments. You've had Lesikowski playing forward instead of defense, with injuries, illnesses, whatever. And as you pointed out, you build from the goalie out. You've got Albie's been great. He might have want the first one Friday night back, but he's been playing great. He's moving those defensemen around. It seems to me that it's what's really shown is that Jurasevich and Brazil and a couple of those guys can direct traffic from back there. They can really influence how the other guys are playing. Am I seeing the right thing there?
Yeah, well, I mean, Brazil, Holt, Gersevic, yeah. Chabrier being out on Friday really was a, you know, that made a big difference. Yeah. And then having him back Saturday really, you know, that he plays good minutes for us. And he, in the second half, he's been very good. So he was a, it was really good to get him back. So you have those four guys that are really steady, then Bodie Nobes and whoever, yeah. whether it's Antonacci played much better.
Yes.
You know, I thought he had his best weekend in a long time. So those guys give you stability. You know, if they're back, they're getting you out of your zone efficiently and defending well. It gives you stability, you know, as well. Having Alvin in there always feels that way. But, yeah, if you have six guys that can play on D, you know, I think that's that might have been the difference in the series last weekend. You know, we get our stat pack every weekend or after every game. It tells you how long each guy's play and everything. And UNH had their 4D played, you know, over 25, almost 30 minutes. So they were basically playing 4D
yeah.
most of the weekend. I think that caught up with them.
Yeah.
You know, and because it's really hard to play at that, that's very intense out there. It's hard to play that intensity level for 30 minutes a night, you know, like, and we were able for the most part to go, you know, 6D. You know, so I think that really helped us.
So this weekend you're on the road. Not easy games. What do you think is the biggest challenge this weekend for you guys?
Well, we're playing the team that's been as good as anybody in the second half, top 10 team on their at their rinks.
Yeah.
It's really tough.
Yeah. You know,
it's just like going down to Providence. It's just like going to Lowell. They're playing hard. They're deep. I just think it's going to be very similar to the Providence weekend, you know, yep. where there's not going to be a ton either way. You know, like special teams, like the few chances that you probably get, you know, you need to take advantage of them. You need to kill penalties in one game, and we'll see where it goes.
Well, thank you very much. Wish you the best of luck. It's getting very exciting that time of the season.
Yeah, thanks, Bruce.
Thank you, Coach.